Good afternoon to everyone. Now in this session, I have explained the transportation problem. I'm already told the last video, the transportation problem to doing the sums in three methods. First one method is northwest corner method. I'm already explained the method. In this session, I have explained the second method. The second method name is called the lowest cost entry method or least cost method or matrix minima method. Okay, how to solve the problem using the lowest cost entry method? So in this problem, they have a three warehouses. The warehouses name is A, B, C and have given in the three plant X, Y, Z. So if the goods are sent to the plant in warehouses, so in this problem should be explained how to using the lowest cost entry method to finding the transportation cost. Okay, so the method is called the lowest cost entry method. So in this problem should be given in the three rows and three column. So each and every one the method is on lowest cost entry method. So if you solve the problem, so if you taken which one value and which one cost is the least one, so if you select the least cost has to be selected to allocating the values. So in this problem, the 30 should be given the cost in a second row. So I have first step, you have to applying the you have to assign the values in the lowest cost value in 30. So if you check the supply value and the demand value, supply value is on 1 and the demand value is 3. So the least value is on a supply value. So if you could allocating the supply value of 1, so the value could be on a cancelled in a so the remaining columns are cancelled. So if demand value is on 3, so if you could assigning the value of 1, the remaining value is 2 is available. So the next one, if you select the least cost, so in this values the 45 is the least cost value. So if select the least value in 45, so allocating the value to check the supply value and the demand value. The supply value is on 3 and the demand value is 2. So the least value is 2. So if you allocate the value of 2, so if you allocating the value of 2, the value should be on cancel. So the remaining values get on 0. So if you in the supply column, the value is on 3. So allocating value for only in 2. So the remaining value is on 1. So automatically if you got the 0 value, the remaining cells are cancelled. So the third allocation, if you select the least cost, in this problem the least cost is on a 50. So third one, you could assigning the values to check the supply value and the demand value. Supply value is on 4 and the demand value is 2. So the demand value is least value is on a demand value is 2. So allocating the value of 2, so the value should be on a cancelled. And the supply column, the value should be given in 4. So if you are allocating the value of only in 2, so 4 minus 2, you get the remaining value of 2. So if you got the demand value, supply value is on 0. So the remaining cell are cancelled. Third step, if you start to check the values, which one is least cost? So in this value should be given, the two values are remaining there. So the least value is on 90. So the allocating value should be on 90. So to check the supply value and the demand value, supply value is on 1 and the demand value is on 3. So the least value is 1. So could assigning allocating the value of 1. So the 1 value could be uncancelled. The remaining in a demand value, the remaining have a 2 value of 2. So the last one, the only one values are remaining. So if you could assigning the value, the supply value is on 2 and the demand value is on 2. So the values are could be assigned. So everyone values are could be assigned. Finally, to find out the transportation cost. So in a transportation cost, the allocating value and the cost values are multiplied, and after that to add the all of the values. So I could write the all of the cost values and the allocating values. So I'll write the all of the values. So I could to calculated the value, multiplying the values. 1 into 30 is 30, 1 into 90, 90, 2 into 45 is 90, 2 into 250 is 500, and 2 into 50 is 100. The total value is 600, 619, 718, 820. So the transportation cost is on rupees 820. So is a least cost method to solving the problem, and least cost method to finding the transportation cost. Okay, thank you girls, thank you students.